Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Donald J. Trump's promise, his campaign pledge on what he plans to do on his first day in office if he is elected back to the office of the presidency. And it is a doozy. He says, as part of my plan to secure the border on day one, I will sign an executive order making clear to federal agencies that, under the correct interpretation of the law, going forward, the future children of illegal aliens will not receive automatic U.S. citizenship. Okay. I would like to read you something else. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. That is the U.S. Constitution. The former president of the United States plans to use an executive order to alter the U.S. Constitution if elected again. I'm going to read one more thing. I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of the presidency of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Okay, so you are left with just a few options when it comes to the former president. Either he swore an oath to uphold a document he never read or didn't understand. On the off chance he did read it, he couldn't make out those words. Or he is aware of what's in the Constitution and plans to undermine it via an executive order and him just dictating what he thinks the laws should be. I think there's probably a word for that somewhere. He's promising to undo the U.S. Constitution with an executive order on day one. Please remember that Trump is not somebody who you could write this off as just wild rhetoric. He absolutely would try because he doesn't care about the Constitution. He doesn't care about the country. He cares about scapegoating people and using them as a base with which to obtain power. Power for himself and nobody else. He has promised on day one to undermine the U.S. Constitution. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.